Proggers. I do hope 2017 is starting off well for you. Me? Well, let's say the holidays were great, but hell on the routine. And so, we'll have a hodgepodge show this week. The KPTZ listeners know what that is, and many like it. And for those at Progzilla Radio who are unaware, I'll just say it's a bunch of seemingly unrelated great music. In other words, no cogent theme. Well, I could tell you about it, and then make you wait, but that's no fun. So I'll tell you that Deep Purple is going to release a new album in 2017, and I have the first track from that album right now. This is Time for Bedlam on the Progressive Track Show.
Descending the cold snaps of the institution for the politically insane, never to be seen again. Saying farewell to daylight, from henceforth I shall rot in a stinking bed of wet straw. Right from the ashes of life I learned to behave, what to believe, what not to say, from cradle to grave. My convictions,
broken fingers clawing through the walls of my incarceration, escaping the clutches of eternal damnation. I was justified.
No doubt at all who that is. Deep Purple with a new single called Time for Bedlam. The upcoming album is to be called Infinite, and there will be an accompanying tour called The Long Goodbye Tour, which seems to suggest that perhaps while their music is infinite, Deep Purple's time as a band is indeed finite. That is going to be a sad day. And unfortunately, we're going to continue on a sad note, as on Christmas Day we got word that the ever-present drummer, Alphonse Mouzon, died at the age of 68. I'm going to play some older tunes featuring Alphonse, one from Larry Coryell's Introducing the 11th House album and the debut eponymous Weather Report album, and then I'll play another funkier tune from that 11th House album that Alphonse Mouzon wrote. You're listening to the Progressive Tracks Show with Mike on KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend, Washington, and also on Progzilla Radio from the United Kingdom. Listen to the most excellent drumming as we start with Bird Fingers.
Oh,
You heard three tunes featuring the good works of the late drummer Alphonse Mouzon. The first was Bird Fingers off the 1974 Larry Coryell Introducing 11th House album. Next, I played a bit more experimental tune called Seventh Arrow from the Weather Report's great first album in 1971, and finished with a funky Alphonse Mouzon penned tune called Right On Y'all from that same 11th House album. Of course, Alphonse played with just about anyone who was anyone. Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, Clapton, Jeff Beck, Carlos Santana. Heck, Robert Plant even singled out Alphonse as a major influence for Led Zeppelin. So if you haven't heard of Alphonse Mouzon, now you know to check out his life's work. And if you do, you most certainly miss him. Rest in peace, sir. We're all getting older, and loss is becoming a part of the territory, I guess. Wish it weren't so. Well, you're listening to an ever-aging KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, working on our sixth year of existence now. Getting older, but never getting old, as long as the prog flows. My name's Mike, and I'm making sure of that with the Progressive Tracks Show. We're also on in the UK.
Hi, it's John Young from Life Science here, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
I played something from Paul Cusick on either the very first or second Progressive Tracks Show, some years ago. And I think that's the only time I've played anything from this very talented gentleman. I think even Paul would admit that he's not been what you'd call prolific over the past few years, but I received a notice from him the other day that there was a new demo available, and I grabbed it. Mind you, this is just a demo, but its quality will tell you how great this guy's stuff sounds. This is called Dependence.
Thank you.
Dependence is a new demo from Paul Cusick, and I'm going to make sure it's not 4 years until you hear him again. If you want to start somewhere, his 2012 P-Dice album is astounding. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. This is Mike with what I think is a pretty excellent themeless hodgepodge show this week. And we're about to get into a lot more new music. Jonas Lindberg and The Other Side put out an album a few months ago, and it's hard to remember an album this melodic. That's not to say it's pablum. No, it's greatly varied in mood and style, and it retains a quality that keeps you coming back again and again. One of the best of the year, says I. Here's Peace of Mind from the Pathfinder album by Jonas Lindberg and The Other Side.
Thank you. spinning round and round. Sometimes I wonder why I'm here. Thoughts I can bear, feelings I can share. Let the fire go out, I'm home.
Peace of Mind. Melodic stuff from the Jonas Lindbergh and the Other Side release that goes by the name Pathfinder. Sweet tune, sweet album, sweet find. And you can find it too on Bandcamp. Here's a sneak preview of the new album from progressive metalers Pain of Salvation, who will embark on a limited tour of the U.S. next month, although nowhere near Seattle. This is Meaningless.
Ah! nasty smell of sex. Still her taste on my fingertips. Try to feel remorse, but it's hard with her wet on my lips. How the hell am I supposed to keep myself?
Meaningless is the new single from Pain of Salvation's In the Passing Light of Day album that will be available in about a week's time on the Inside Out label. So you're already ahead of the curve. What do you think? Yeah, probably varying opinions about that one. I like it, if that matters. Veneta is a new crossover band from the LA area. Well, they're really not a new band, but a band with a new proggy purpose. You see, Veneta was previously a doom metal band. But no more, as you'll hear in this next track called Ferrofoam.
Thank you.
Ferrofoam from the Antimatter album by new crossover California proggers Veneta. They have a great new sound, and it's worth your time to grab a copy to listen to on Bandcamp. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. The Progressive Track Show is played on Sunday mornings and Monday evenings there. It's also on Progzilla Radio twice a week. And I urge you to go to progzilla.com to look at the new schedule that starts January 9th.
Hi, this is Peter Jones from Tiger Moth Tales, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Now for an album I've played before, around Labor Day. I think it was show number 174. But it remains one of my favorites of the year, and so you should hear it again. Besides, if you go back to 174, you'll not think this is even the same band. The diversity on this album is just wonderful, and so's the talent. Here's Wailiphant with Love of Dragon.
Thank you.
That was Love of Dragon from the debut Wailiphant album called Kamma, K-A-M-M-A. It's on Bandcamp, and you really need to do yourself a favor and listen to it. And then go give them some love on their Facebook page, because not many have. You'll be like number 230 or so, which just baffles me. But hey, when I played Tiger Moth Tales' Cocoon album years ago, nobody had heard of Peter Jones either. I'm not saying I break artists, I'm just saying that I know good music when I hear it. And this is good music. Okay, speaking of good music I've heard, I knew this next band was good the minute I saw them. Now, I'll admit that band leader John Davis is a friend, but that doesn't make the band good or bad. It's the talent and creativity of Zhang Yu that stands out, as you'll no doubt hear with this next tune called Tunnel at the End of the Light. Questions? That was Zhang Yu, Zhongyu, which means finally in Chinese. And I'm so glad they finally released the music I heard years ago on CD, and that they're getting the recognition they deserve from some, including me, as it's one of my top picks for 2016. That's available on Bandcamp and on Moon June Records. So that wasn't bad for just throwing stuff together, eh? And to be honest, there really was a theme tonight. Everything I played tonight, I wanted to share with you. That's what it's all about, after all, sharing our likes and our passions. I certainly enjoyed it, and I hope you did too. Enough that you'll join me again next week for another edition of the Progressive Tracks Show. This is Mike for KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, urging you as always to keep your ear to the ground for new great music as you prog on. Until next week, progheads.